not just about Van Harp senior squad. This is about what they are contributing to the academy and the structure within the county. I think it's over 170 players here in the academy, and they come from the five electoral areas throughout the county. Perhaps you're contributing a lot to the local economy. Now, I want the council to come on board, because I feel it's Shelbourne, Shamrock Rovers, and I see now where Sligo's well are putting a proposal forward. So there is examples of this throughout the country where there are community stadiums. But I think, I feel if it's council-led, and I'm not saying that the council should be funding, because the council have enough projects to fund, but I would like them to come on board, and I think that the national organisations would feel more comfortable probably putting through the money going towards the projects or going through a council. And there's more accountability as well then.
In terms of the discussion, we know there was a meeting between Harps and the council last week. There's another meeting to take place in the coming weeks. But it certainly seemed from what Joe Peoples, the Director of Services, was saying at the meeting, the council is open to this. I mean, the council is very much willing to come on board if it believes the conditions are right. And the discussions so far seem to be positive.
Well, in fairness to the council, they zoned all these lands back a number of years ago for a centre of excellence for sport. And this main stadium will be available for rugby and Gaelic. The other projects around it will continue to develop. Plus, of course, we have the Finn Valley Athletic Centre there as well. We have an AstroTurf of possibly up to $2 million that's coming as well there in the same area. And we have the swimming pool. So there is so much going on there at the moment. So that's why the council are prepared to work with them and move this project on.